Patient, Bulford Kenneth. Date of birth, 1/3/1954. Examination date, 6/20/2024. Indications. Patient is a 70-year-old male, referred for left lower extremity venous duplex. He has secondary varicose veins with history of left leg trauma and deep vein thrombosis 6 years ago. Procedure. On 6/20/2024, a Toshiba Zario XG duplex scanner was utilized to incinate and visualize the left deep and superficial venous systems. Findings. The deep venous system is patent with partially compressible common femoral and profunda femoris veins noted. Veins are of normal size with echogenic intraluminal matter noted, suggesting that thrombus is either chronic or of indeterminate age. Does not appear acute. There is deep venous reflux in the left popliteal vein measuring 5.2 seconds. The remaining left lower extremity deep veins are competent. There is venous reflux in the left great saphenous vein at the saphenofemoral junction and from the proximal calf to distal calf. Varicose veins stem from the great saphenous, saphenofemoral junction, and mid-calf. Great saphenous diameter measurements in millimeters and reflux times in seconds are as follows. Saphenofemoral junction, diameter 7.2 to 14.1. Reflux, 1.2. Proximal thigh, diameter 5.3, reflux 0.0. Mid-thigh, diameter 3.8, reflux 0.0. Distal thigh, diameter 1.9, reflux 0.0. Below knee, diameter 5.1, reflux 3.1. Mid-calf, diameter 1.6, reflux 0.8. Distal calf, diameter 2.8, reflux 0.8. There is reflux in the left small saphenous vein from the thigh extension to the proximal calf. Varicose veins communicate with the small saphenous at mid-calf and appear to be intersaphenous in nature. Small saphenous diameter measurements in millimeters and reflux times in seconds are as follows. Thigh extension, diameter 3.3, reflux 1.7. Saphenopopliteal junction, diameter 3.5, reflux 0.0. Proximal calf, diameter 3.7, reflux 1.8. Mid-calf, diameter 2.7, reflux 0.0. Distal calf, diameter 1.7, reflux 0.0.